yes, we have seen a lot of changes over the last year.
Talk about what it was like at the very beginning, because we all tried to deal with how are we going to live and how are we going to work and everything. It had to really hit you hard and fast.
It really did. You know, it's interesting because I remember that Friday, March 13th very, very well, because we had some closings that were getting ready to happen at the beginning of the week, and courthouses shut down. And I mean, it just, for a couple of days there, it was really, really hectic and frantic. And, you know, we saw rates go up and down. Everybody started really watching all of that and thought, okay, what does this mean for me? You know, even myself and the team, we were having these conversations. Okay, guys, you know, buckle up this next week or two, especially it's going to be, you know, really, really different. And we need to just maintain, you know, our constant with our clients and tell them real information and exactly what's going on. And the real interesting thing was we only saw a few days there where activity slowed down because we were in the midst of our spring market when all of this started. And then all of a sudden, it just continued. And we were so surprised. At first, it was really just the people who were in the midst of having to move. You know, they were in the middle of it or they were already assigned new work orders somewhere else. So those were the people that we were working with in the very beginning, those first couple weeks. But then I think what happened was everybody was home and they weren't going into work and they had more time. And we started seeing so many more clients who decided to utilize that time to go ahead and move. They were able to pack. They weren't having to worry about commuting all day. And, you know, they started looking around trying to figure out, is this space really going to work for me? Is this long term? Is this house actually going to work? You know, everybody was home all the time. They weren't commuting and just spending a couple of hours in their homes every day. So we did. We just saw this huge change and this whole new way of looking at what home is for people.
And as you did all of that, you had to figure out how to keep clients safe.
Oh my gosh, yes. That was our absolute first priority. The very first thing that we did was you know, really talk to our homeowners and make sure, you know, what is their comfort level with having people come into their homes. And we came up with some really quick processes that, you know, were required upon entrance. And, you know, the real estate community completely came together on that. I mean, everybody was on the same page. Everybody, you know, wanted to keep everybody, all their clients, their families, everybody safe. So, you know, that was a priority across the community. So one of the first things that we did is we asked people to take their shoes off outside. We mandated the use of masks inside. We asked people to hand sanitize before they came in. We told our clients, you know, turn on all of your lights, open all of your interior doors so people are not having to touch your surfaces. We started putting brochures and all the property information online and sending those to agents rather than putting paper out in the home so people weren't having to touch the kitchen table and the kitchen countertops and things like that. So that was our first step in trying to make sure that we were keeping everybody as safe as possible. And some of our clients did mandate that there were only, you know, two or three people in the home at any given time. They didn't want to have large parties walking through. So we really worked with everybody on an individual basis for what their comfort level was.
Whew, boy, it, all this happened so suddenly, and with what you do, your business is about dealing with people and showing them things, and everything turned upside down overnight almost.
It really did, and you know that was it was a effort that, you know, everybody made to make sure that, you know, first and foremost, everybody was as safe as possible, especially as we were just learning about it. I mean, at that point in time, we really weren't all, you know, we didn't have the information that we have now. So everybody was, you know, really trying to take things into account every single day. What do we need to do to keep everybody safe? And we also turned virtual. You know, we did a lot of things online. We started finding new ways to put information out there so people could have as much information as possible before they actually went to the home. In the very beginning, we did see virtual showings. We had a lot of you know, people who were being transferred and were not allowed, especially military, who couldn't necessarily go and look at homes in person. So they were looking at homes online, 3D tours, virtual tours, having their agents go in person and FaceTime them, looking at Google Earth, you know, using all these things to really get a sense of these homes that they were looking at. But that quickly turned, and I mean, we really, the majority of our showings have and continue to be in person. I do think people are looking online and whittling down maybe the number of houses that they want to see prior to going out, especially with the market being as crazy as it is. I mean, it has just stayed this way the entire time. I mean, it's just incredibly busy and multiple offers and houses selling so quickly that buyers are really having to utilize everything they can to see these homes as quickly as possible.
So, craziest story through all of this. Did you ever sell a home that you never set foot in, that everything was done virtually?
I actually did.
No!
And, you know, that it was really, you know, the thing that I wanted to make sure that I was doing as good of a job for my clients as possible. I've never not walked into a home that I've sold. And, you know, you just look at all these details, and it's even just the smell and the sense that you get inside someone's home. And so, you know, I did. I actually had some past clients that, you know, were being transferred to California. They had to move right away. We were still at the very beginning of all of this. And so we did a FaceTime tour where I literally was having them show me even like their baseboards and let me see the ceilings and, you know, the things that I look at as I'm walking through a home. You know, I'll look up and see, do I see, you know, remnants of a past stain, and what did that mean? Was it corrected, or is it an active leak? And just things that, you know, homeowners don't necessarily think of when they're getting ready to sell. And those are the things that they count on us for. So we did a really, really detailed FaceTime tour. I then did a drive-by because I still need to see, you know, exactly what the situation is around the home.
Sure.
Just so I can get a good idea of all of that and make sure that I'm really, you know, selling the property like my clients need me to. But we did everything virtually. We then sent the photographer in. They did our 3D tour, our floor plans. Floor plans have become increasingly important, I think, just to really give people a sense of the size and the space and the layout. And you don't always see floor plans online. You'll see the 3D tours and the videos, but I think those have become increasingly important as well. Drone videos, really showing the acreage, et cetera. So we sent the photographer in. We did all of that. We did our showings, and we were under contract. So then we started doing everything virtually from there.
If I had said to you a year ago, you're going to go through all that and you're going to sell a house that way, you would have said, there's no way. That just can't be done. And look how far we've
come. Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And even just, you know, having people's comfort zone and having someone trust you to do that, you know, I think that relationship is increasingly important. I mean, that's what real estate is. It's connection. It's trust. It's somebody's largest financial investment. And I actually, one of my buyer's agents had actually worked with these clients previously. So I had not personally worked with them. They'd worked with our team and, you know, they certainly had a bit of a comfort level there, but they had never worked with me personally before. So, you know, to have someone's trust like that and to have people feel like, you know, I can still accomplish this goal. I have to move. Let's make sure that we're as detailed as possible, but also doing this virtually. And I've done so many virtual listing appointments, you know, especially if people have health issues or if they just have, you know, concern and they don't really want to have people in and out yet. I've done a lot of virtual appointments. And actually, I think that's something that will carry forward. You know, we have so many people that commute on a daily basis. They're not getting home until 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. You know, we used to do so many really late listing appointments and people are just exhausted that now there's another way to do it. And I think people are starting to kind of embrace that.
Amy Cherry Taylor and Associates with Avery Hess Realtors here as we talk about kind of changes with real estate. So moving ahead, Amy, what do people need to know as far as just kind of this new world? And what are people looking for these days?
Well, that's a good question because I have seen that change over this last year, especially. You know, those outdoor living spaces have become increasingly important. Decks, patios, fire pits, fenced backyards, pools. Oh, pools have become a huge thing where pools used to be something that, you know, people either really wanted or they could kind of care less about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes they would look at a home with a pool and think, well, you know, I never really thought about owning one, but I love this house or what have you. Now, this past year, every single house that we have sold with a pool has sold with multiple offers. Pools have become very, very sought after. And I know a lot of the local pool companies have quite a long list as far as getting on their list to put a new pool in. But those outdoor living spaces, increasingly important. And then on the inside, you know, a lot of people still have two people working from home. And if one spouse is going back to work, then they have, you know, kids at home that are doing online learning and they need to have enough spaces where everybody can kind of spread out and concentrate and focus on what they're doing. So we've seen a big change in exactly what people are looking for inside their homes and what lifestyle they want to have at home. I think real estate's been seeing a big lifestyle change over the last number of years where people are looking at homes more as, you know, an entire lifestyle versus just where they're living. And I've really seen that home gyms, having the space for that. You know, these things are just increasingly important to people.
And like you say, these are things that you think, even as things start to open up, whenever that is, these kind of trends are going to stay.
I really think so. I mean, I've talked to so many of my clients who don't feel like they're going to have to go back into Washington, D.C. if that's where they work 5 days a week. I think a lot of employers are kind of embracing and wrapping their arms around this idea of their employees being productive or even more productive working from home. And so I've talked to so many people who have moved and they want a little bit more acreage. They want to have a garden. Maybe they want to have chickens. They don't have to be as far north because they're only going to go into DC 1 or 2 days a week. So they're looking at this differently. And I think a lot of people are going to be, you know, able to do this moving forward. I had one client who just moved from Stafford to the Outer Banks. They've always wanted to live at the beach. He's got to be an hour within an airport. He's not going to have to go back into work 5 days a week anymore. And so they've always wanted to live at the beach. So you're seeing a lot of relocations like this right now.
Is the inventory still low?
Oh, my gosh. Inventory is so low. It really, really is. You know, with that, it'll start to pick up a little bit the more that the spring market continues to move. But we are at a very, very low for inventory right now. You know, with that being said, there's still certain things that even though there's not a lot to choose from, there's certain things that buyers really want to see in that home. They do not want to go in and make all these major improvements. They really want everything turnkey. I've seen that change significantly over the last, you know, 1 to 2 years. And at first, it was really because people were commuting every day and they had, you know, kids in travel sports on the weekend. So they weren't just, you know, doing sports around town. So they had limited time. But now I think it's more just people, that's how they want to move in. If they want to paint a room down the road, they will. But they're really not looking to do a whole fixer-upper unless that's their, you know, specific type of home that they're looking for.
And if I'm the buyer, any kind of tips on how I can be competitive in this market? Because this is pretty, I know some people that have looked, and it's really stressful. And especially when you talk about multiple offers, and it's a tough world right now to navigate.
It really, really is. You know, it really, obviously getting pre-approved first. That's the most important thing that you can do because you have to be ready to go. You've got to be ready to go that when you see that house come on the market, you can move. Time is of the essence. You need to go very fast. You know, with that being said, there's also a lot of sellers who set deadlines. So even if you do go quick, you know, they're going to leave the home on the market for a couple of days. So you are going to compete. There's a number of things that we do for our clients to make sure that they've got a competitive edge. You know, it's certainly, obviously, price, closing costs are always important, but there's a lot of other terms that are going to be important to sellers going forward, whether it's time frame. A lot of sellers can't put a contract on another home until they've sold their home. So maybe they need a rent back or maybe they need an extended closing. There's a lot of different things that we do in talking to the listing agents to really find out what that seller situation is and to try to make it, you know, as comfortable for them, try to meet their goals as well as the buyer's goals. But there's definitely a lot of things that we've come up with to try to make our clients really competitive.
We talk about buyers and sellers in being stressed. What about you and your team?
Yes. Well, that's awful nice of you to ask. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a stressful time. You know, I have, there are 11 people on my team. You know, we've got 10 moms. We've got 19 kids between all of us.
Wow.
So we definitely, you know, that's been one of the interesting things going through all of this is that, you know, we all started working from home. I mean, I have closed, my office is there for, you know, when we do social distance closings and when an agent has to run into the office to grab something. But, you know, my team has not been together since March of last year, and we're a very, very close-knit team. So, yeah, I mean, we definitely had, it's been a struggle in learning that balance of working from home with kids and even with dogs. We're always laughing about that. You know, but also having our kids doing online learning, having other spouses work from home, and then the nature of our job, which is in and out. It's not 9 to 5. It's not Monday through Friday. So we really come together as a team and just supported each other, helped back each other up in appointments. you know, tried to give each other a little bit of time and help each other with our businesses when we needed to, just so everybody can. And I think we've all taken turns, you know, with that stress. I think everybody has, you know, some days it's easier than others. And so we've just really had to support each other through this.
Wow. I can't imagine with in so many areas, but just what you just described, Amy, what it will be like when things do open up and we can start doing some things, when you all get together again, that will be, wow, that'll be some kind of a reunion.
Oh, we can't wait. And, you know, we all get together every month or two. We go to one of our houses. I mean, we're, like I said, we're very close. We understand what each other does. And so it has been really challenging. You know, we Zoom all the time. We do virtual meetings all the time. But it's going to be exciting. And, you know, I do think that's one of the things that's helped us connect the most with our clients is the fact that we get it. You know, we are home. We look at our homes differently now. You know, we are working moms. We, you know, we do have spouses that are working from home, and we're kind of going through these challenges with everybody and looking at our own homes differently. So, you know, while it has been, you know, really hard and stressful, I think it's actually really given us a great opportunity to see some of these challenges in a different way that we can really help our clients with. And we've really connected so much with our clients this last year, just because it's emotional for everybody. Everybody's going through a hard time right now. So I think that we've been connecting even more with that.
Yeah, boy, I can see that. Hey, if someone wants to get in touch with you and talk more about being a buyer or a seller, how do they get a hold of Amy Cherry Taylor?
Yes, they can certainly call my cell phone. That is 703-577-0135, or they can go to my website, which is amycherrytaylor.com, and there's great ways to contact me through there, email addresses, and our customer service line is there as well.